The Art Nouveau of Franz von Stuck by Kaden Williams. There are many great artists throughout the 19th century who are known for not only perfecting their medium of choice, but being the most skilled at what they did, but also for influencing future art and their crafts. One artist from Germany, however, stands out from the rest, Franz von Stuck. Franz Stuck was an influential symbolist Art Nouveau artist who practiced Gesamtkunstwerk, or total work of art. And that is exactly the phrase that best describes him. Franz Stuck embodied art in every way he could. It wasn't simply just his painting skills that made him such an icon. His holistic devotion and success in such multiple areas of art is truly what made him the last prince of art in Munich's great days. Franz von Stuck was an icon and even influenced people outside the world of art. Franz von Stuck was a prodigy who was able to become one of the most iconic artists to ever influence the art world because of his early commitment to arts at a young age, his outstanding talent in several mediums, and his patriotic admiration and self-made success. A lot of known artists usually have some sort of mentor, but Stuck did not. Franz Stuck came from a peasant stock, and his talent as an artist was evident from an early age. His father was a miller, and as soon as Stuck was able, he supported himself. After his talents in drawing were noticed, he went to live in Munich, where he lived the rest of his life, and where he received his artistic training at the Academy of Applied Arts and the Academy of Fine Arts in Munich. His first jobs that he started to earn income from weren't all that fancy, but they were still jobs in the art world. These jobs included such things as being an illustrator, making drawings or caricatures for magazines, making bookplates, menus, and any other sort of job. He needed work somehow, so he turned to the everyday run-of-the-mill artistic jobs that he could find. Working for the magazine, the Vliegende Blätter, which where most of his early career started. In 1889, when Stuck was 26, he exhibited his first paintings and won the gold medal at the Munich Glass Palace exhibition. The winning painting was The Guardian of Paradise. Because of Franz Stuck's early years as a lower working artist and having many different jobs, he was able to further hone his craft skills even more and even outside the realm of painting and drawing. When it comes to talent, Franz Stuck was a jack of all trades and a master of all. Stuck was not simply just a painter, but he was also an active sculptor, printmaker, and architect. In painting, he was known for his close attention to describing three-dimensional forms. While Stuck won many gold medals for paintings at exhibitions, he also won gold at the Paris World Exhibition in 1900, but for the furniture he made. They were made for an artist studio and private living villa. As stated before, Franz Stuck practiced Gesamtkunstwerk, or total work of art, and Villa Stuck embodies this perfectly. With Franz Stuck's multiple talents focused in one area, it was bound to be a success. He put thought everywhere that he could. Life, architecture, art, music, and theater are combined all into the creation of Villa Stuck. Even on his paintings, Stuck did not simply put them into just any frame, but a handsome frame made by himself for each piece. He made such close attention to the frames for his paintings and generally designed them himself with such careful use of panels, gilt carving, and inscriptions that the frames must be taken as an integral part of the overall piece. Franz Stuck did not simply just make art, but he embodied it. He added detail and looked for any amount of space he could find in any aspect of his creations that could somehow be altered and created into the artist's image. When people describe a piece made by Stuck, it is always no short of a sophisticated astonishment claimed to be made by a genius. Its marked originality of color generally and luminosity of the flesh tones, its aplomb, life, style, its unusual distinction of line and modeling, together with a certain sculpturesque grace of pose. As Stuck started to cross the line from rakes to riches, his claim to fame was followed by enormous admiration from his people as an artist and as a German. Franz Stuck worked for his fame, from being born a peasant to becoming famous to the point where he was awarded nobility. In 1905, he was awarded a Knight's Cross of the Order of the Bavarian Throne, which raised him to the nobility. From this point onward, he signed his works Franz von Stuck. He was a full-fledged patriot icon for Germany. During his time alive, he was very successful. He won multiple gold medals at exhibitions and more than just painting. Franz von Stuck was also a phenomenal teacher. When only 32, he was appointed professor at the Munich Academy in 1895. He used his talents to give back to his country by teaching new generations of artists of the academy where he had started his career. His notable students include Paul Klee, Hans Perman, Wassily Kandinsky, and Joseph Albers. The number of Stuck's pupils who went on to great success served to enhance the teacher's own fame even further. He touched people's hearts through his story of being born into the lower end of society and being completely self-made in an American dream sense and creating his own success from the ground up. He elevated himself from famous artist into an example of ideal Germanic values. When Franz von Stuck passed away, it was a big loss for the whole country. A great artist who has been a distinguished figure in international art for a generation and had done so much honor to Germany had closed his career. Franz von Stuck was dead. This even, too, profoundly touched the people of Munich. The life of Franz von Stuck is one of rags to riches, making something from nothing. Since his early years, he started learning and devoting himself in any way he could to his journey of art. He gained the recognition he deserved, and even became a noble. Through nothing but work, he was able to succeed in many different mediums and ideals in art, as well as being able to be true and express himself through his many creative outlets. He won multiple medals, became a professor at his academy at only 32, and was able to give back to his country by teaching many successful artists in the next generation. Furthermore, he ascended past just an artist and became an example of what a proud German should be. Franz von Stuck pushed the limits and set the bar higher for what it means to be a true artist.